then one day Dylan Thomas spent the day down there in the boats, and of course he has his bottling. But workmen got a humour of their own, haven't they?
Oh yes.
Sure. It's an eye-opener to hear their humour, the brand of humour they've got.
Yeah.
And they all got nicknames. And
Yes, I know.
So Dylan used to write it down.
Yeah.
Well, that was just before he went to America. But we never heard anything more about it. But he'd listen to these men laughing and joking. And that sayings they had, you know, he'd write it all down. But we never heard any more about it.
Do you remember much of Dylan?
No, I only seen him once.
What impression did you get?
My impression, you know, he was a very wise man, you know. He was a humorous sort of fella, you know. Yeah. He was...
Of course, he was a proper little tearaway when he was younger. He had a grandfather who was a minister in Canaan Chapel. And they used to take him to the chapel service on Sundays. But Dylan could never behave himself. And his grandfather from the big seat would say, "Dylan, get out, boy.